governor also announced he'll take independent action on coal ash stored by Duke Energy in ponds near waterways around the state. That's after negotiations between the state House and Senate broke down last night and senators left without a bill. WFAE's Ben Bradford has more.
Lawmakers failed to reach a compromise before the Senate adjourned for weeks, and that left one of the administration's top priorities hanging until November. McCrory says he's not waiting.
Today, I will issue an executive order to ensure that we do not lose any time attacking the problem. Executive Order 62 will direct the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to continue to implement all regulations as laws.
McCrory says the department will begin testing the groundwater around coal ash ponds for pollution, which regulators and Duke Energy describe as the first step in the process. But environmental groups say the governor is creating red tape where none exists.
It's almost silly to think you have to issue such an order.
The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman says North Carolina doesn't need a bill or an executive order.
The governor's purporting to tell the people who work for him to obey the law.
A judge ruled earlier this year that a current state law requires regulators to immediately halt pollution caused by coal ash. One of the bills under consideration in the legislature would change that law. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.